here's a story from The World.
Across Canada, flags are at half-staff, and the shoes of children line the steps of federal buildings. Canadians are remembering 215 Indigenous children found buried in unmarked graves on the grounds of a former residential school in British Columbia. As Emily Schwing reports, the discovery is reopening old wounds and renewing calls for the institutions that operated these schools to make amends. A warning, the story contains some descriptions of sexual violence against children. Please take care while listening.
People like Roberta Hill have known about the horrors of Canada's residential school system for decades.
It's not surprising, even though it's so sad and heartbreaking. It really isn't surprising.
When she was six, Hill and five of her siblings were forced to attend the Mohawk Institute, a Canadian residential school in Ontario.
And I think there'll probably be more if people go looking.
Hill, who's now 70, was outside on a breezy afternoon at the Six Nations of the Grand River Reserve, roughly 60 miles southwest of Toronto. She says she was sexually abused by a minister at the Mohawk Institute.
This was ongoing. There was two ministers there. One liked the little girls, one liked the little boys. And so the boys didn't escape anything either. They were pretty brutalized, the boys. You know, if they weren't getting beaten, they were being raped.
For more than a century, Indigenous children all over Canada were forcibly removed from their homes and placed in residential schools. It was the government's effort to strip them of their culture. Many were physically, emotionally, and sexually abused. In 2008, the nation's Truth and Reconciliation Commission convened, in part to create an historic record of what Indigenous children experienced. The commission spent years gathering documents and interviewing 6,750 survivors, including Hill.
How could you not know? How could you not know that 215 people are in the ground? 215 children are missing somewhere. And so when the parents are saying, I didn't get my child back, I want to know where my kid is. Okay, for 215 children, who's accountable?
In Kamloops, Te Kamloops Te Swepmuk, First Nation Chief Roseanne Casimir said in a statement the findings were preliminary. Only about 50 deaths were previously documented at that school in British Columbia. Mary Ellen Terpel-Lafond is a law professor at the University of British Columbia and the director of the Residential School History and Dialogue Center.
How do we identify and address the fact that in many respects this is a crime scene investigation where proper evidence needs to be collected, because an undocumented death in an unmarked grave is frequently the evidence of someone's life being cut short at the hands of someone else.
Among Canada's 139 residential schools, more than half were run by the Catholic Church, including the school in Kamloops. It opened in 1890, and at any given time, 500 children were enrolled there. Father Larry Lynn is a priest with the Catholic Archdiocese of Vancouver.
There's no question that the church was involved with this. It's not a question of if. It was like, no, they did it. Somebody else did it. No, it's the church was in charge of that institution.
The Canadian government took over residential schools in 1969. The Kamloops School closed in 1978. It's unclear when the burials there took place. Father Lynn says the Archdiocese is providing financial assistance and experts to help with an investigation and to identify the deceased.
If I can speak for the church, I am so sorry for what that's worth and for that priests have done these things. They should be brought to account. They absolutely should be, even posthumously, if necessary, and probably it is necessary.
Father Lynn's forthright apology is noteworthy. The Anglican Church of Canada issued an apology for its role in the residential school system in 1993. A year later, the Presbyterians apologized, and so have the Methodists. In 2017, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau personally asked Pope Francis for an apology after the Truth and Reconciliation Commission called for it in their final report. Despite apologies from local bishops, the Pope has refused.
I can say we didn't get all the truth, so it's pretty hard to move forward. It's pretty hard to move forward. It really is.
Survivor Roberta Hill believes many atrocities haven't been revealed yet.
Who else has done this? What other residential school has children buried that you're not speaking up about?
Chief Mark Hill of the Six Nations of the Grand River sent a letter to Prime Minister Trudeau this week. There are no excuses for not taking aggressive action to find all the lost ones at any such locations across Canada, wrote Chief Hill. He's asked for help in a comprehensive search for missing children on and around the grounds of the former Mohawk Institute, the same school Roberta Hill was forced to attend 60 years ago. It's nicknamed the Mush Hole for the food children were forced to eat there. For The World, I'm Emily Schwing.